Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will be having some news concerning some news from the Philippines in terms of a classic Filipino language art form, along with news from Wisconsin, along with some community announcements, which we do have some breaking news in regards to two Filipino events in the community that were recently announced. For our listeners that are not aware, May is Asian American Pacific Islander Month. And as I teased about earlier, our first story comes out of Wisconsin. And I was made aware of this article through a local Filipina, Nikki Villavinciano, who happens to be on the, I believe, the City Council of Maplewood, Minnesota. And this article comes from the Wisc News. It says, Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month from Manila to Portage. In 1926, the population in Manila, Philippines, was around 500,000 people. Make that 500,001. With the birth on April 26, 1926, of Celso Villavinciano, son of Manuel and Felisa Villavinciano. Across the world, in Portage, the population of the town was about 6,000 individuals. The town was small. Children went to school. Families worked their farms. Downtown, the Fisher Paramount Theater Company building went up. So did the Rolf Hotel. Families ate at the local diner downtown and got their medicine at the nearby pharmacy. Some years later, a man visited Portage. Once he came here, remembered his son Philip, he loved the people so much he wanted to stay. The man did, arriving in Portage on Halloween night, 1963. He became one of Portage's most respected doctors and one of the only Filipinos for miles around. Celso Villavinciano served as the town's proudly as their doctor until his death on June 3, 1992. His funeral was held at Portage Assembly of God Church, with the Reverend Howard Edwards officiating. The church was packed with the family, friends, and community members. The church was populated with those he helped give birth to, and those children, too, giving birth themselves as adults decades later. The birth of Villavinciano's American dream began in Manila. There, amidst the bustle of the city, Celso earned his degree as a medical doctor at Manila Central University. He got married in 1956 to Mary James, and he worked in his home country until 1963, when he left for the United States with his wife and became a citizen. He came to America with nothing but hopes, dreams, and a suitcase. He traveled the Midwest working. He cinched his doctor bag in his capable hands. He was a resident at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in Sioux Falls, Iowa, for a time. He later took a residency for general surgery and orthopedics at Janesville Mercy Hospital. Later, he went to Rockford, Illinois, to do OBGYN residency. The unique thing about my father, his son recalled soon after Villavinciano's funeral, is that he was the first Filipino to come into a town. Not only was he a stranger, but he was a foreigner. He was invited to Portage in 1963. He loved it. He decided to stop working from town to town and set up roots in Portage. After about a year of work in Portage, he moved into his own office above the Service Drug Store. He then moved his practice to 1512 New Pioneer Road, now from the Portage Curling Club and the Badger Wash Car Wash. Dr. Renato Bailon worked with Villa Vincenzo for 22 years. He said of the man after he died, "He was a kind man, a very compassionate physician, and a very good friend." He was not only a good friend to Bailon, but to the Portage community as a whole. He was an active member of the Portage Assembly of God Church. He volunteered to be the team's physician of the Portage High School wrestling team. He asked to be the physician at the Columbia County Jail. He was the first in his neighborhood to put up a basketball hoop. Children in the area came to play. It was children, his son recalled, that the doctor loved most of all. The doctor enjoyed helping bring children into the world. Liked it more when the children he had once delivered were having children of their own, who he delivered also. He was always there when needed, Bailon remembered of Villa Vincenzo. Needed, he was, and wanted, respected, and honored. The children he helped deliver are still amongst the people of Portage, a community built in part because of the work of a man from Manila. And that was from the Whisk News. For right now, we are going to play our first song of the evening. It is from a group called Book Da Kel. And the name of this track is entitled Kung Mabalik Ko Lang.
Sayang ang mga sandaling pinalipas ko. Naroon ka na, bakit pa humanap ng iba?
Oh,
once again, that was Kung Babalik Ko Lang from Book Da Kel. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM. You can also be heard online at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks, and you can also find us via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. But for right now, we're going to head over to the community announcements. On Friday, May the 26th, at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, they will be having their PCM Coffee House Show from 6 to 9 p.m. at 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lyra at 612-501-4254. On Saturday, June the 10th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Roseville Central Park, the 124th anniversary celebration of Philippine Independence Day will be taking place. Picnic, potluck, program, and games. This is organized by the Filipino community organizations. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Glenn King at 763-639-7213. Also, at the Walker Art Museum, you will also be seeing that they have an exhibit from renowned Filipina artist Pasita Abad, which runs through September the 3rd. We did mention that there is some breaking news in regards to community announcements of two of the most major events that we see in the Filipino American community here in Minnesota. It was announced very early on Friday morning. If you are on the social media platform Instagram, that the 17th annual Phil Minnesotan Association Basketball Invitational will be taking place from July the 15th through the 16th, July 15th through the 16th, which is a Saturday and Sunday. And this will be taking place at the Legacy Hoops Academy, which is located in Woodbury, Minnesota. This has been the home of the Basketball Invitational for the last 2 years. There are divisions for both 40 plus, 6 feet and under, along with the open division. This is the largest two-day gathering within the Filipino American community, which has drawn teams as far north as Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. A team known as Toba has been a team that has competed in the tournament previously. They're a team known as Toba, ironically. And you've also had teams from North Dakota, Iowa, and also Chicago compete in this tournament as well. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact the chair of the event, a multi-time guest of the Filipino-American National News, Boo Dava, at 763-528-5768. In regards to another community announcement here on the Filipino-American National News, it was announced earlier in that same week that the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be hosting their annual Philippine Day event, And this year, as this was last year, it will be taking place outside. This will be taking place on July the 23rd, which is a Sunday. And it will be taking place, it wasn't announced on the page, but I believe it will be still taking place at the same location at Woodbury High School. The vast majority of the vendors were located more towards the parking lot part of the school. From what I've heard, the vendors will be more towards the park end of the area, where they will be, I believe, a little bit off the street, but more towards the park, more towards the main amphitheater of the program. But we will get more details from both these events in the near future. And there was one other event that would also be taking place, and this is of an event taking place in June, and it is the first ever Minnesota Lumpia Festival, which will be taking place at Mississippi Crossings from on Saturday, June the 24th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact via the web at MinnesotaLumpiaFestival.com. The M in Minnesota, it looks like the L in Lumpia, and the F in Festival are capitalized. But for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from the artist Michael Pacquiao, featuring Project Romeo. And the name of this track is Dito Lang Ako.
Fills me up inside. Ooh, ooh, ooh. When I wake up, imagining you with me. Untold stories hiding beneath my bed sheets. Inuman ako asa, asa, yeah. Di naman tayo lang dalawa ang magkasundo. I don't want one of these.
Michael Pacquiao featuring Project Romeo with Tito Lang Ako. And we had one other special announcement earlier today. We were able to interview a guest that will be featuring next week on the Filipino American National News. We are featuring a local author that specializes in fiction and nonfiction, from picture books and chapter books to middle grade and graphic novels. That is local writer Christina Oxtra. We had a really great, fascinating interview with her this afternoon that we will be bringing to you, our listeners, next week on the Filipino American National News. Stay tuned for our social media presence on both Facebook along with Instagram for more information in regards to our interview with local author Christina Oxtra. We did mention that we were going to read a story concerning traditional Filipino language, but we're going to hold off on that story for next week. We are going to end the show from a group of artists known as Torogi, and this is their take on the classic Randy Travis song, Forever and Ever. Stay tuned for sound effects.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm how I can promise you now, this love that I feel for you always will be. You're not just time that I'm feeling. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I gave is gone.
Turns 45 on May 1st, and in recognition of this milestone birthday, we're hosting an interactive trivia game over the airwaves.
The really cool thing, each Wednesday in May during Pardon My Dust and Radio Pocho, listeners will hear a trivia question about KFAI's history. Each correct answer is an entry to win a collection of hand-picked 45s from five local record sellers and a new portable scratch switch record player, the Scratch Pack.
Submit your answers to hello at kfai.org or call 612-887-5070 to leave your answer as a voice note.
And if you miss the clue, you can catch it through the archive at kfai.org or check for details on KFAI's mobile app. Again, submit your answers to hello at kfai.org or by calling 612-887-5070 to leave a voice note.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts.